just so I can take the conversation in the future, although when we are like in this particular episode, when we are talking about time, like everything is timeless. And I understand a simple example from my experience of how the past and the future changes in each moment. Tomorrow, I might be seeing life, even past, even future, in a totally different way from what I see it yesterday. And that just proves the, in my perspective, the concept of timeless, because everything begins now. Everything is in this moment. Reality is created now, and it's now.
What you call reality, the outer world, is just an expression of this very moment. If you pay attention to this moment, you are using your awareness, and then awareness can, in time, become so something that will be all gratitude to you, because you are in a state of attention. And then the outer world will express you this attention, this awareness, with a sort of gratitude. The world will be all gratitude to you, just because you are very aware of what is going on. Doesn't matter if there is hell or paradise within yourself. If you are aware of it, all the negative things that you could imagine coming from out there will disappear. Absolutely. Because awareness creates, you know, a heaven on earth. Awareness. Just awareness. And this is what I call dreaming. Just awareness. Then if you want to solve all your problems, don't try to change the outer world. You cannot change, not even, you cannot remove a pin in the outer world. You have just to turn towards yourself and see that the very cause of whatever is happening out there, negative or positive, is coming from within.
While reading the technology of the dreamer, where I got to is the fact that others do not exist, in a sense that you create the outside.
They do exist, but they're coming from you. Yeah,
exactly. Coming from me. So my question would be, in a world where everyone could live fully, how can I say, with full integrity towards themselves, how would that world look like?
It's difficult to
I know.
Get rid of the idea that the others, every person is having his own, her own dream. My answer is don't worry about the others. Worry only about yourself. If you want to do something for the others, you have to do it within yourself. You know, you can say, I love my wife, I love my woman, I love my parents and all those things. But if you pay attention to the deathlessness within yourself, then you don't need to express love for anybody, because it will come out naturally. Then you have to die less within. To die less, it means to be present to yourself all the time, permanently present to yourself. You see, we are forgetful gods. We forgot. I have to use the we, you, yourselves, or ourselves. But I could say just I. But that is could not be understood. You know, it could be presumptuousness or whatever. But I say you. You are the very cause of whatever is happening out there. Then just be responsible for yourself. Responsible means to respond. Responsible means to answer. Be answerable and not questionable. You should never question yourself or whatever. You have just to be a witness. If you have doubts, fears about yourself, or you don't believe to be responsible for whatever is happening out there, it creates a sort of grimace, a sort of negative attitude within yourself that will just manifest as a sort of calamity or accidents or whatever. You have to be aware of what is happening within yourself, and you will see that the outer world will correspond to that presence. Now, you have to go in the world, you have a family, you have children, you have a job, you have people who are depending upon you for whatever you're doing, employees and all those things, commercialists, and you have to pay taxes and all those things. Okay, you have to do it always maintaining this arrow of attention towards yourself. Whatever you are doing, you have to be present to yourself. Whatever you are doing, you can fight. You can have a sort of a fight in court or against someone, a competitor or whatever, an antagonist. Or you have to be very strict, very severe, and outside yourself. But within yourself, you should never keep any rage or hate or negative emotions towards anybody, because that is only you yourself. You are dealing with yourself. You are the all and everything. Someone said, but then you mean I am God. Yes, you are God, but a forgetful God. You forgot your entity, your identity, your very nature. And then you fell in what you created. The creation is underneath, is something that you created, is a production of yourself. And you became a victim of your own creation. This is the novel of Dr. Frankenstein, who created a sort of a monster, because it was the reflection of his forgetfulness. Then you can create a monster which is always in violence and war and conflicts. But all that is coming from you and from within. If you understand this, the world is something that you can really transform in something very grateful and very pleasurable.